Certainly, as I said yesterday, certainly pleased with being 4-1 and tied for first, and also very aware of the amount of work that needs to be done, the amount of things that need to be corrected. But happy to do so, you know, following a hard-fought victory here at home. So, questions. No, winning in this league is tough. The sense is that you go in and you're prepared to strain for 60 minutes with all three phases, and you know, hopefully you're able to do enough collectively to win the game.
A lot of the players have said stuff like, you know, we're not even close to how good we can be. Do you like hearing that, and does that make it, you know, you're at the 4-1, teams could be feeling good about themselves, but these guys know that they have a lot of work that they have.
I think we have a healthy perspective of, you know, what we want to look like, and knowing that we're not quite there, there's a lot of work in front of us. I don't think anybody, you know, would disagree with that. You know, there's a long, long season in front of us, a lot of things we must do better as we go forward, and we're working hard at it, you know. So we'll continue that, and I think the fact that the guys recognize that is a healthy thing. Yeah, we hope to get him back. You know, the other guys did a solid job filling in, and you know, between Mays and Andre and Jalen, they all, you know, kind of shared the load. And if we get Latavius back, we'll welcome him back.
What's the same about Perry Riley, they'll come in, step in, play every snap, and yeah. No one been here, you know, a few days.
Well, it speaks to his professionalism. You know, he came in. Really attack the preparation, you know, trying to learn the language. That's the biggest thing. I mean, he's, you know, basically anything you're doing, he's probably done before in his career over 6 years. And so, you know, we found some of this common ground and tried to put it in our terms so that he could learn it as quick as possible. But he worked hard at it. And, you know, he played well, did a nice job for us, really stepping up and stepping in and playing well on short notice like that. That was big for us. Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, you know, I don't know. The guys that were injured, you know, we'll get them back to practice as quick as we can. And, you know, obviously he dressed for the game, so I would anticipate he'd be ready this week. You know, we went into the game yesterday trying not to use him if we could, but he was available in an emergency role and got through the game without having to put him in.
Perry kind of filled in there, but was he brought in primarily for depth, or will he have a chance if he practices well enough to –
Well, we always – we'll play the best guys, you know. Whoever plays the best will play. So, yeah, I would just say, you know, I think Perry – in Perry's mind, he came in here to help any way he could, and that's what we want it to continue to be, you know. Any way he can, you know, if he can help, that's what we want him to do. So we'll always let guys, you know, sort through competition, through, you know, through effort and through production who the best combination will be. Yeah, yeah, I would say that's the biggest one. You know, the judgment calls that can go either way. You're going to be a competitive team. You're going to be a team that plays really hard. You're going to have some of those, and over the course of the year, they tend to balance out. You know, the pre-snap penalties. You know, yeah, don't have a lot of patience for those. You know, we'd certainly have zero tolerance for those. We've got to clean those things up, and so yeah, I mean, the pre-snap penalties are that gets me going there. At home? Yeah, at a home game. Yeah, that was not good. Not good.
Yesterday you asked about Stacey McGee. Has he gotten bigger in your 2 years here? Or how's he grown, I mean, physically or also as a player?
I think his confidence has grown a little bit. I don't know that his size has changed a whole lot. He's certainly gotten stronger, you know, in our program. You know, Joe does a great job with those guys. And he had a great hump move on one of those, you know, like old Reggie White move. I mean, he kind of humped the guy out of the way and made a nice sack there. So, yeah, Stacy's done some good things for us. And he's flashed some rushes and been really close on a couple this year. It was nice to see him finish on the two that he did yesterday.
What's that do for your pass rush when you have the interior, getting the interior pressure?
Well, it's everything. I mean, it really is everything. I mean, you know, we're going to get a lot of attention with the outside guys. You know, we really look forward to getting Mario back at some point here, which we will. But in the meantime, guys like Stacy, guys like Hottie, those guys have to step up and be a presence in the middle for us to, you know, to really have the kind of rush we're looking for. Yeah, I think so. I think so. I don't have anything to add to it other than he's, you know, he can't return for a while yet, and he's still working, you know, doing his thing with the appropriate people, the trainers and the, and Joe and his group.
Do you expect him to practice? He can start practicing next week?
I don't know the timeline on that. Whenever he's eligible to practice and all that and he's ready to go, then and we'll get him started. Yeah.
We watched the film again.
There were a couple plays where, you know, at corner, it's pretty much wide open for everybody to see, you know, if you're covering a guy and that guy gets open and catches the ball. So, you know, on one of the deep balls, there should have been safety there in the middle of the field for him. And then one outside, right in front of our bench, you know, he just came out of his break, looked in the backfield instead of back to the receiver and lost his guy. And the guy had some quickness and got away from him. So those kind of things are going to happen from time to time, but it's not going to happen very often with David. I think he's a, you know, really good football player. And, you know, like most corners do, you got to, you know, kind of put that in your rearview mirror, have a short memory, and move on.
You got a little +7 turnover ratio at this point, 8 in the last 3 games. If you're giving up yards like you guys are, do those turnovers, do they weigh more in your mind because you're taking the ball away, you're killing drives that way?
Well, winning the turnover battle is, you know, the first and most important thing that you have to do. So, you know, we're doing a pretty solid job protecting the ball. We're doing a pretty solid job taking the ball away. We've been pretty solid on third down. We've been good in the red zone offensively. So there are a lot of good things going on. So we recognize where some of those areas are not as good, you know, and we'll keep working at them. But we've got a good team. You know, we're off to a good start. We know we have a divisional team coming in here that beat us twice last year. You know, we're looking forward to the matchup Sunday here at home, give ourselves an opportunity to get another win here at home in front of our home fans and another win in the division.
Is that the loudest you've heard of the home fans?
I've been here a long time now. Over the years, it's been pretty loud there. So the fans were good. The fans were really good. I think it was a really entertaining game, and obviously everybody went home with smiles on their face. You know, so not a bad thing if you can smile at the end of the day. He did well. He did well. Yeah, Denver Kirkland stepped in yesterday. You know, he was the extra tight end, reporting as a big guy, reporting playing the tight end position. You know, and in the absence of Lee, that was a little bit of an example of what I was referring to when I said it'll be maybe multiple people to play Lee's role because you had a tackle do it, you had some tight ends do it, and that's what you're going to do, you know, to kind of you know, be able to duplicate what Lee would give us, you know, when he was here.
On that fourth down, did Derek check out of the play?
He may have. You know, I read some things last night. You guys did a good job. You guys did a good job. He may have. He does have the freedom to do that. And that goes back to the whole trust thing. I think, you know, as he's made good decisions and made accurate throws in those situations, we continue to give him more leeway to do those things. And that's certainly part of the plan coming into the season. You know, we talked about that this summer coming out of camp, how him in the third year in the league, but his second year in our system, that we ought to be able to go to another level with him operating out there. He sees it. He can understand what leverage he's getting. We don't have to guess from the sideline and make a call and then try and make it perfect, you know, in terms of execution. You can see what you see and make the adjustment and make a play. And I think that's what they did yesterday.